of everything. Embrace your dependence on God, knowing He provides for all your needs. Understand your purposeful existence, realizing you are part of a greater plan. Feel the imminence of God, His constant presence guiding and supporting you. Get ready to unlock your full potential and live a life of abundance. Join us online on Sunday mornings at 7:30 a.m. on the RMI Facebook page or on YouTube, Instagram, or on our website at restoredministriesint.org. Get ready for powerful and anointed teachings.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Come on now. Come on in. Grab your Bibles, grab your coffee, your tea, your smoothie. Whatever it is you drink in the morning. Let's make sure that we are grabbing the word. The Bible says that the word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Come on now. The word is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. Can I say that one more again? The word of God is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. Now, whatever it is that you need from God this morning, release your expectation and watch what the Father, the Word, the Holy Spirit do on your behalf, because it's your time, it's your season. Come on now. I am speaking it directly to you right now. It's your time and it's your season. Oh my God, come on now. I'm trying to get this to you right now. It's your time. Come on, share the broadcast. It's your time and it's your season to move in the power and the authority of the Most High God. Come on now, just begin to get it done. Come on now, just begin to open up your mouth, give Him praise. Come on now, give Him praise. Come on now, give Him praise. Come on, God inhabits the praise of His people. Come on, give Him praise. Hallelujah. Come on, someone shout hallelujah. Hey, glory. It doesn't matter where you are, in your home, in your car, in the grocery store. Come on now, just give Him a hallelujah. Hallelujah is the highest word for praise. Come on now. Hallelujah. Come on now. God inhabits your praise. He inhabits. He gets right in the middle of your praise. Listen, you're going to praise whatever it is that you're dealing with. You're going to praise your way out of it. Come on now. Hallelujah. Come on. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Come on. Just begin. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. Hey, glory. His shot. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Come on. Hey, glory. His shot. Woo, my God, my God, my God. It is your time and your season to enter in. Come on now. I'm just trying to get this to you. We ain't even got to the word yet. Come on now. This high glory, it's time for you to enter in. Come on now. Into your time and your season. It's your time and it's your season. It's your time and your season. Come on now. Oh my God. The Bible says to those that receive Him, the word, He gave them the power to become the sons of God. Because you activate and recognize, woo, your generational lineage to Elohim, El Elyon, El Shaddai. He's your father. Woo, come on now. He is the father. Come on. He's Elohim. He is the father. He is your creator. Come on now. I'm trying to get this to you. Come on, get this right now. Hallelujah. Come on now. But listen, I want to welcome everyone to the early morning daily bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryant of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the word. It shall be the word. It shall be the word. My opinion can do you no good. Come on now. I'm just trying to get you the truth. The Bible says you shall know the truth, because the truth shall make you free. Come on. The truth shall make you free. Come on. One more time. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. In other words, once you receive the understanding of the truth and you activate it by receiving it, okay? In order to receive the word, he said, those that receive him shall receive the power to become the sons of God. To receive, you must hear the word. The Bible says, my sheep hear my voice. Then you have to hide the word in your heart, okay? David said, I hid thy word deep in my heart that I might not sin against you. And then you must do the word. James said that we must be doers of the word and not hearers only. So when we activate those three principles of the word in our life, now we have activated our divinity, our original power, dominion, and authority, our seat and place of authority. Oh, come on now. This is why, while we're teaching, amen, as we're in this season of teaching about the power of all, come on now. The first one is your divine origin and unity, okay? Genesis chapter 1. Let's go here. Come on now. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on now. Genesis chapter 1. We're going to go to Proverbs chapter 3, Proverbs 4, and hopefully we'll have time to get to Acts chapter 2. Amen? So once again, Genesis chapter 1, Proverbs 3, then Proverbs 4, then Acts chapter 2. Come on. And when you get there, someone type, it is so. Genesis chapter 1. Okay, so let's read it. I want you to see it. Genesis chapter 1. Amen. Look at what it says in verse 26. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And God said, this word God is not, his name is not God. That's just what he is. That's a representation. But his name, God, right here is Elohim. He's the ruler. He's the judge. Oh my God. Woo, my God. He is the one true God, okay? He's the Father and Creator. And Elohim said, Let us make man. How? In our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion. Over what? Over the fish, over the fowl, over the cattle, over every creeping thing, over the air, over everything. So God, Elohim, created man in his own image. In the image of Elohim created he, male and female created he them. And Elohim blessed them, okay? So in other words, your divine origin was you were created. Let me just say that again. You were created in the image. You were created in the image. You were created in the image and the likeness of Elohim. Once again, you were created in the image and the likeness of Elohim, okay? Once again, say that again. You were created in his image and after his likeness. So you were made with the same stuff. So he took a part of himself and created us individually by name. Let us create mankind, Adam, in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion. This word dominion is a Hebrew word, the radah of God, which means to be able to dominate, to have rule, okay, or ruling authority, and let them have ruling authority over what I gave them for creation. So the first thing he gave us was ruling authority. Why? Because you are created in his image. Psalms 82 says, ye are gods, and you are all children of the Most High. So once you're walking in your God nature, and whenever you get in union or unity or in alignment, in one accord, one passion, one mind with God, now you can operate with the power of God. Woo, my God. So then he says, wait a minute, your dependence should be on God. Your trust should be in God. So when you go to Proverbs chapter 3, verse 4, verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. Trust in the Lord. Trust. Put your confidence. Oh my God. With all of your heart. The heart is your connection of your spirit and your mind, the subconscious mind. Woo, that passion. That one mind with God. Come on now. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, put him first. Ask him first. And he will direct your path. John chapter 16 says the spirit of truth will lead you and guide you into all truth. Oh, come on now. Are you getting this? See how listen. If it's a revelation from God, it will be the Testament to the New Testament. So that way I'm not doing my own type of interpretation. No, it must connect. It must be in alignment and in agreement, precept upon precept, line upon line. Why? Because my opinion can do nothing for you. But when you have the unadulterated word, nothing missing, nothing broken, nothing sugarcoated, nothing added or taken away, when you have the connection of the word, from the promise to the fulfillment, now God must hasten his word to perform it. Come on now. Someone give him praise. Someone type, I trust God. Come on now. Come on now. We're almost done. Like I said, I'm just here to encourage you this morning. When you trust God, now what you're saying is that I put everything on him. Cast your cares upon the Lord, for he cares for you. Are you with me today? Proverbs chapter 4. Let's go to the next one. Look at verse 7. Wisdom is the first thing, the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all you're getting, get understanding. Okay? When you understand that, you must get understanding. You see, when you trust God and when you begin to understand what he spoke by his word, now you are activating this spiritual discernment and perception, okay? You must be connected by spirit, okay? By spirit. God is a spirit. Those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Come on, somebody. Are you getting this today? High glory. You are going to put your trust in God. It's going to activate your ruling authority, your power, your dominion, your authority. So that way you can walk in your place and seat of authority and receive what's already yours. Come on now. Your inheritance. Come on now. You have an inheritance. Oh my God. The son, you shall inherit. He said that we should inherit. The meek shall inherit the earth. Oh, come on now. Those who are humble shall what? Inherit. Inherit. The word inherit means seize, take possession of, occupy, be an heir. Oh, come on now. Woo, my God, my God. Cause to possess or inherit. Oh, my God. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Take possession of. The meek shall take possession of the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of shalom, peace. Woo! Listen, you're only taking possession of what God already gave you. Oh my God, my God. We have to stop right there. Did you get something today that you are going to take possession? You're going to take possession. You're going to take possession. You must take possession. You must take possession. Paul said it like, well, John said it like this. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. You must take possession in your soul, in your mind, because you can only go as high or as far or as wide as your soul or as your mind and as your understanding. The Bible says that while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. This is how you take possession, by sowing your seed time and receiving your harvest. Come on now. Woo, my God. Because when you sow your seed, you're acting, you're walking in the power and the same dunamis and ability as God. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave. Jesus gave his life as a ransom. He gave it. Okay. He gave it. Okay. Oh my God. Are you getting this morning? So sow your seed. Listen, you've got it right there. It's on your screen. You can sow it into Restored Ministries by the PayPal. You can use the QR code right there. And you can go to the PayPal link. Amen. You can use the Zelle and use the church Gmail at Restored, MININTL at Gmail. Oh, my God. And you can sow your seed there, but sow your seed. The next way you can sow your seed by according to what is spoken in Ezekiel, that the first of all, first fruits of all things of every teruma and of every sort of teruma shall be the priest, so that the priest may cause the blessing to rest in your house. So now when you sow directly into the hand of the priest, right now I am the priest of this ministry. So when you sow it personally into the hand of the priest by using my Cash App, my Zelle, or my PayPal, now you open the mouth of the priest and prophet to speak the blessing to rest and remain in your house. Come on, lift your hands as you sow your seed. Amen. Father, you said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, as your son, sow seed. They're walking in the same power, in the same authority, in the same high glory ability as you did when you said, for God so loved that he gave. Father, as we give, Jesus said, give and it shall be given. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Father, I speak the running over in their life right now. Devil, I serve you. Notice no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Father, where the Spirit of the Lord is, they are at liberty. They are free and free indeed. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. They are free. Come on, you are free in Jesus' mighty name. I declare it. I count it done. I call it so. And it is so in Jesus' name. Now listen, don't miss the broadcast this week. Don't miss tomorrow morning. I'll see you then. Be blessed.